This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The 120,000 ethnic Armenians of Nagorno-Karabakh will leave for Armenia as they do not want to live as part of Azerbaijan and fear ethnic cleansing, the leadership of the breakaway region told Reuters on Sunday. Armenia's prime minister also said the Karabakh Armenians were likely to leave the region and that Armenia was ready to take them in following a defeat last week at the hands of Azerbaijan in a conflict dating from the fall of the Soviet Union. Israeli airstrikes have struck militant sites in Gaza for the third straight day, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The Israeli military says the strikes came after Palestinian militants near the border fence launched incendiary balloons into Israel and threw an explosive at soldiers. There were no reported casualties. It's the latest in a surge of violence during the sensitive Jewish holiday period of Yom Kippur. Earlier, the Israeli military shot and wounded five Palestinians who were rallying at the separation fence along the Israeli frontier. It also comes on the heels of an Israeli military raid in the northern West Bank that Palestinian health officials say have killed two Palestinians. A tally carried out by the Associated Press has found some 190 Palestinians have been killed in the West Bank since the start of the year, while in the same time frame at least 31 people have been killed in Palestinian attacks against Israelis. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Gunmen in Nigeria killed eight people on Sunday and abducted at least 60 others in two communities of northwest Zamfara state. Residents and a local traditional leader said 2 days after armed men kidnapped dozens from a university in the state. Zamfara is one of the state's worst affected by kidnappings for ransom by armed gangs known locally as bandits. This is VOA News. Gunmen in armored vehicles stormed a village in an ethnic Serbian-majority region of Kosovo on Sunday, battling police and barricading themselves in a monastery in a resurgence of violence in the rest of North. Kosovo police said one officer and three of about 30 attackers died in shootouts around a village. Monks and pilgrims were locked in the Serbian Orthodox monastery's temple as the siege raged on for hours. Just a week before his 99th birthday, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter and his wife appeared at a festival in the small town of Plains in the state of Georgia. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
People who attended this weekend's Plains Peanut Festival in Plains, Georgia, say they were thrilled to see former President Jimmy Carter and his wife Rosalyn being driven through the event. A video was posted on social media of the former first couple in an SUV taking in the sights and waving to spectators Saturday. The couple, married 77 years, has largely retreated from the public spotlight amid health challenges. The former president's been in home hospice care since February. His 99th birthday arrives October 1st, and Rosalynn Carter was recently diagnosed with dementia. The Carter Center says they enjoyed the ride through the festival. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. space agency NASA's first asteroid samples fetched from deep space parachuted into the western state of Utah desert Sunday to cap a 7-year journey. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Mission Control and NASA's James Traley announcing the momentous journey of the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft and its precious cargo from asteroid Bennu.
FRC has touchdown.
And touchdown of the OSIRIS-REx sample return capsule. A journey of a billion miles to asteroid Bennu and back has come to an end, marking America's first sample return mission of its kind and opening a time capsule to our ancient solar system.
Considered building blocks from the dawn of our solar system 4.5 billion years ago, the samples will help scientists better understand how Earth and life formed. I'm Julie Walker.
With just a week before Washington runs out of money to keep the federal government fully operating, warring factions within the Republican Party in the U.S. Congress on Sunday showed no signs of coming together to pass a stopgap funding bill. Congress so far has failed to finish any of the 12 regular spending bills to fund federal agency programs in the fiscal year starting on October 1st. I'm Joe Ramsey.